Hello, this is Gary.
Hi, Gary. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right.
Good. Good to hear. I actually am in the cancellation department, and I understand that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yeah, I realize, you know, I don't really need just like a campaign manager, ad manager. I've been doing all that myself. I talked to someone a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I knew, I mean, I gave you guys access to Facebook and I gave you guys access to Google, and somebody confirmed that with me. I haven't seen any results on Google. I mean, that was the whole intent, was that you guys were going to be able to put me on the first page of Google, and I haven't seen any results on Google whatsoever. And I realized that, wait a minute, I got to do the campaigns and set up everything, and then you guys just manage it basically. And I'm like, I don't need a manager for that.
So let me explain something to you, if I may. When you added us as a manager to the Google Business profile, we always do that when we bring a client on board, rather than creating a new one, because that new one would be a duplicate listing and it would hurt your rankings. However, mm-hmm. when you added us as a manager, another duplicate Google Business page was found. So what our verification department did is they sent you a 5-digit PIN code in the mail. And that was just initiated today. So that will be there within 5 to 10 days. Once you get that 5-digit PIN to us, we can submit it to Google. And what they can do is they can remove that duplicate listing and get the one that you added us to re-verified and published again. So I just wanted to let you know, because maybe you weren't aware, maybe there was another company in the past that created a duplicate one, or maybe you had accidentally created a duplicate one, but that's what the hiccup is regarding the Google Business page. But rest assured, this didn't hold back your first page placement in any way, shape, or form, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we do disclose that first page placement takes 45 to 60 days. So I always tell people, of course, you'll see activity within the first month because we start the programming right away. Your Facebook ads have already launched, so you're getting some activity there. However, yeah. It is the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you. So
yeah, I figured out that I think I can pretty much do that on my own.
Well, it would cost you a lot more money than $299, because I had a client several years ago, and it was kind of funny, but he said, I'm fine. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, I purchased the manuals on Google Analytics. I'm going to do the programming myself, and I don't need your services. And this guy was serious. Mm-hmm. He closed his business down for 4 weeks. He studied the manuals. Then he went through the task of reconstructing his website, and he went into every single meta tag and phrase and made sure it was in line with Google algorithms and criteria. And about 4 weeks later, he finally started seeing himself on the first page, but he wasn't at the top. He was at the very bottom organically, but even mm-hmm. so, he was thrilled about it. But the problem was he checked the listing 2 days later and it was removed. And that's how Google is. If something slightly out of the algorithm updates, then they will remove the listing. So he went through, and he went through another 3 weeks of revisions. And then mm-hmm. the second time, again, found himself at the bottom of the first page, and the next day he was removed again. So because he didn't know, even after all of his studying, what was causing that, and by now he was frustrated, he called me and he said, you know, I calculated out your service cost. It's $9.96 a day. And for him, he said, I'm going to be saving a lot more money in my time spent rather than sitting in an office for hundreds of hours a month doing programming and content creation and backlinks and trusted citations. He said, I could make a lot more money being out in the field, you know, just servicing my clients and hiring you guys to do this. Right? And that's what we do. I mean, it's not like we just manage a page and that's it. We do all of the programming to get you on the first page. once you're ranking on the first page, Gary, Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time, you know, you acquire our services and a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that's constantly updating your data and refreshing your information, and that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page. So, you know, I know that you'll be very thrilled with the service. You'll, you know, see life-changing results with it. Once you see that, you'll continue with it and you'll never cancel. But I also want to respect your wishes. I mean, if you wanted to cancel it now, I can do it. I just would hate to see you, you know, kind of throw that $398 that you paid down the toilet, because it says also in the terms that you acknowledge with your e-signature that that is a non-refundable amount.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, and that's because of all the extensive programming that it takes. I mean, we've been working on this for 13 days. I can imagine.
I don't think you guys have done anything except combined an ad on Facebook that I really don't approve of, because it's kind of cluttered now. It throws all my ads together, and I wanted them as singles. And you guys threw it all together as one slideshow-like, and I'm like, what, that's not what I wanted. Other than that, you guys haven't done anything.
Yes, they are, because in order to get a business ranked on the first page, like I said, it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions.
That's not true.
It is true.
You know, it takes a while. Yeah, but it's through. You guys don't have a right to keep my full amount of that I paid you for this.
So,
for this, you know, that's what's wrong. And I've read all the Google reviews and the Better Business reviews, and yeah, no, that's just not
well,
right.
Thank you for bringing that up, Gary, because I want to address that, because I've been with this company for 13 years. I just celebrated my 13th anniversary actually this week, but the only thing that drives me is that how this helps businesses in a positive way. Now, knowing that, because I work here, if I read some of our reviews, I also would be scared, right? Because sometimes there's some scary things that people write out there. But you have to understand that anybody can go online and write anything about a business. They don't have to have ever worked with them, right? And with that being said, we are the best of the best in the industry. We're one of the very few companies that has earned a premier partnership with Google. And what that means
I've heard that by 5-7 different companies already. The same diverse
yes,
that you just said.
Anybody can
you
say
know.
That, but I can prove it. I'll send
they're
you our Google partnership. Right.
They're all certified Google partners.
Anyone can say it, though, but here's the thing. Some companies will take a phony Google badge, copy it and paste it and put it on their website, and then fraudulently call people and say, hey, we're a Google partner and it's right on our website. One thing that you can do that will distinguish whether they're valid or not is to click on the badge. If you click on the badge, and I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page right now just so that you can see our Google badge. If you click on it and it's a valid badge, it will take you to google.com/partners, and it will solidify that Local/ is a valid premier partner. But all those other companies, they can promise and, you know, the moon and the stars and everything else, but if their badge does not click over to Google, then it's a phony badge, and I would be very, very careful, okay?
Right.
Also, I want to address with you that if you look up our business, Local/, on the Better Business Bureau, I think we have a handful of negative results that have legitimately been posted about us, which out of over 48,000 active clients and 19 years as a corporation, it's a drop in the bucket compared to our happy clients. But the reason we maintain an A-plus rating is there isn't one client anywhere throughout the United States or Canada that can say that we did not fulfill what we promised them, because anyone that's wrote a legitimate complaint against Local/, it's all been resolved. And that's why, you know, BBB recognizes that. And, you know, it does say 1.73 out of 5-star rating, right? But right next to it, it says we have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. And that's because out of 48,000 active clients, it's just a drop in the bucket. And you know how in business, there's always going to be that one client somewhere that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy, right?
Yeah, so I understand how that works. You can't make everybody happy all the time. I've worked for some very large window companies in the Chicago metropolitan area that has the
really?
Same principles. You know,
yeah,
but,
I get it. Yeah, you've been through that. What if I did this? It seems to me like you thought you were going to get results a little bit quicker because you're like, I'm not getting results yet and I want to cancel. We do disclose it in the terms and conditions. It says 45 to 60 days. But just to give you some more time to get the, you know, your program to full fruition, what if I gave you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end? And my objective in doing that, Gary, is to give you plenty of time to get ThermoGuard windows and doors on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with new clients, right? And that way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And let me calculate this out. With the extra 2 weeks for free, you're paid in full all the way till August 23rd. So come August 23rd, if you decide that you're still not happy and you want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time. You cancel the program out. You don't have to worry about any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know, and then also give you the opportunity to make your decision on actual results as opposed to, you know, things that you read online that may or may not be true. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand that, and that's fine. I'm willing to accept that. And, you know, maybe I did. I think I saw that, too, and I didn't realize what I did. I think there is 2 listings on Google.
Yes.
Now, this put the other one up here recently.
Yep.
Trying to get back into the original one. I didn't understand really what I was doing. I've learned a lot in the past few weeks. Look at me. I mean, I can build you a house from the ground up, but I can't navigate through my website very well. To be honest with you.
Don't feel bad. I work in a building full of technicians, and sometimes they talk to me, and I think they're speaking Greek. I have no idea what they're talking about because they're so techie, but as long as they know what they're talking about, you know?
Right, right. I have to rely on somebody because, like I say, I can build it, but I can't design it very well.
Right.
The architect of the plan here when it comes to computers. They didn't have
exactly.
them when I went to school.
Yep. Yeah, I get it. And like I said, you don't want to have to be worrying about any of this. You'd rather be out installing windows and doors and doing your thing. And then you have a company, you know, for $9 a day that's doing all of this for you, you know. So I'll push that next billing out with the extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. That's no problem. And don't feel bad about creating the duplicate. That happens, but that's the number one thing that will throw a red flag with Google. It's something called NAP, name, address, phone number, website. If any of that is duplicated, Google throws a red flag and it hurts your rankings. But the good thing is our technician already caught it when you added us as a manager, which is why that 5-digit PIN code is coming in the mail to you. So do me this favor, Gary.
It's coming in the actual mail to, okay.
Let me double check the address, the 517 East 3rd Street, Hobart, 46342. So if anyone else checks the mail at that location, let them know that it comes in a postcard size envelope and it's from Google, so it's pretty colorful. And because of that, sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. But just know that when it comes, it's not junk mail. It's important. And then I'm going to send you another text that has my direct line on it. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So that way, if you want to call in, when you get the 5-digit PIN code, you can just put in that 777 and it'll ring to my desk and then I can submit it over to Google for you. or you can just reply to my text. Let's say you're out in the field and you get the code and you don't have a second to call me. Just say, hey, Tina, the 5-digit code is, 12345, and then I'll see the text coming in and I can submit it that way, okay?
Sounds good. Yeah, because I want to start running some ads on Google and kind of back off the ads on Facebook. I want to invest it more on Google, because it's where everybody, to where I would go if I was looking for any kind of service. I'd look at Google first, so.
Yeah, the thing is, Gary, is once you start ranking on Google, I don't think you have to spend a lot of money on the Google paid ads. I mean, we can run them for you if you like. It's not a problem. But they're very, very expensive, and they're more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They're not really beneficial to a small to mid-sized business. And I tell you that because the highest revenue generating section online is on the first page in the local map section, which is that section that we're getting you verified in now. So when a consumer does a search online, 87% will bypass the paid ads and they'll go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And of course, nobody goes to the back pages. So you'll get better results anyway, and with that local map optimization, it's unlimited clicks. The more people that click on you, the better results that you'll see. And with the pay-per-click ads, the Google ads, they're very expensive because with those big companies have to pay each time someone clicks on them. So
I get charged, and there's all I did was look at it for a second and left. I get it. I'm like, I can't afford
that. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I would just, maybe hold off on it. If you ever want to do it in the future, of course, we can put some pricing together for you. But I really don't think that you need it once this kicks in, because this program right here is giving you the best of both worlds. It'll put you in the highest revenue generating section on the first page locally. And then it will also, give you those Facebook ads, which you don't seem to be very fond of right now. But the cool thing about them is, how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that coming in. Right?
That's the way it works.
Yeah, because they're tracking. They're tracking what people are searching for.
Everybody says Google's watching you. I understand that. Now, I see ads, some of my competition, as a matter of fact, that's in the general area. Their ads say that they're Google certified or Google guaranteed. That's what it's called. I don't understand what that's really about.
Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program that Google launched about May of last year. People absolutely love it because I don't know if you've ever tried those lead services in the past, like a Home Advisor or an Angie's List or a Thumbtack, but those types of companies will sell the lead to you and to everybody else out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. With the Google Guaranteed leads, it's an exclusive lead that would come only to you. The reason Google calls it guaranteed is you'd have to pass a background check in order to run those ads. Once you pass the background check, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So it's a pretty cool program. What I would say is I can maybe table it for, a month or so down the road and come back and call you and give you pricing on it then, because I don't think you would qualify for it right now, because the one thing that Google will require is that you have a verified Google listing with at least 5 5-star reviews on it. So let us work
on
getting...
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. I'm waiting on the verification to come back. They wanted a little video or something, of my business, so I did that. So that's supposed to be coming back here soon, the verification. And I realized I gotta get some reviews going on there. That's very important.
Yeah. And we'll
so I'm working
you
on
with that
as well.
Gary.
Okay.
Once the listing gets published, we'll send you a review generator email, and it will actually say, thank you for using ThermoGuard windows and doors. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. So you can just copy it and paste it and send it to any of your past or present clients, or even if it's a friend or a relative that can vouch that you're a valid business, right?
Yeah.
And then because it's just the click of a button, most people will do it. And it, like I said, it's only going to take you 5 of those 5-star ratings to meet the most important criteria to qualify for that Google Guaranteed program. So what I'll do is I'll message myself, you know, maybe like a month from now, just to kind of circle back and check on the Google business page. If it does at that time already have the 5 5-star reviews, then I'll call you and we can go over different pricing on the Google Guaranteed program, because those are the companies that have the little green check mark next to their name, you know?
Right.
So, and that's because they've passed the background check.
Because like you say, we did join Angie's.
Oh, you did? How did you like it?
Well, we haven't actually, we got the service on hold until we open the store. And we're just about a week away from opening the store. We're actually putting things together and building displays and things now, and got our license and everything for the town. And so we thought we'd get ahead of all this, but then now, you know, we've kind of put on the brakes a little bit. So that's way that we get really prepared to start selling, before we, you know, but I realize they're, you know, their leads are quite expensive and they do sell the same lead to more than one contractor, so it's really a bidding war out there, and you know, I don't know if that's.
I've heard that. I had a contractor once several months ago, and it was kind of sad because he kept getting these leads off Angie Leads, and he was running all over town bidding on all this work, and just like you said, he would get undercut by other companies. So he finally was about $2,000 into his lead fees, and he got so frustrated. So he finally undercut his own pricing and he took on a bathroom remodel. But when he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So the cool thing about Google Guaranteed is not only will it attract the luxury high-end clients, you know, that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping, but it's also exclusive. And our Google Guaranteed department monitors the leads for you. So let's say you got a one-off situation where it was a bogus lead in an incorrect category, or somebody calling you asking you for employment and it wasn't even a lead, or something that's 150 miles away that you would have no interest on even, you know, bidding on, then those leads would automatically not get charged. So our department would actually monitor that for you. Yes, I think
I like
it's
going to
be... Yeah, super awesome. You'll absolutely love it. But like I said, it's a little premature to get that started now because of the criteria. So what I'll do is I'll circle back in about a month from now and I'll call you and we can get you started on that program. In the meantime, I sent you my phone number right now. You get text messages on this phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So I already applied that 2 weeks for free on the back end, but once you get that 5-digit PIN code in the mail, that's your only thing you have to worry about now is just get that back to us, okay? And then if anything else is needed down the road, I'll be following up with you at that time.
All right, well, thank you for all your advice and, you know, kind of explaining this process to me because I didn't really understand it as much as I do now. So,
of course. Yeah, I figured, I mean, because most people don't realize it's a hassle, but you can create a Google business page on your own. You don't have to hire a company to do that, right?
Yes,
but
right.
The benefit of, you know, doing it through us is that because we are a premier partner to Google, if any glitches happen, we get on the phone with our Google, you know, certified representatives and they help us. So it goes much quicker and smoother. But then if you got your Google listing verified on your own and you didn't hire a company, that's great. You would have a verified Google listing, but that would never bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? So the value to what we do is to get that listing on the first page where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, where that high revenue is generated.
Right,
so,
right.
Yep. So what I did was I just put the notes in here, and if you have any other questions down the road, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
look forward to the help because I'm going to need it, that's for sure. I want to.
Call me anytime because I'm a real person and I understand how those technical people talk. Sometimes they talk and I have no idea. So you could always, if they reach out to you and they're asking you for something and they're not making sense, you just call in and you put in 777 and that will ring to my desk. And then if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me a second. I just got a message back from James. He's in the verification department. He put, if the client adds us to the other listing, if it's verified, it would be a better option to report this one for removal if the other one isn't verified. And then the mail PIN verification is easier with a high success rate. So do you want me to send you that email again so you can add us as a manager to the second listing so they can get those merged? And
sure.
If you don't understand, I can get you over to James right now, and he can kind of help you walk you through it.
Well, I mean, basically what you said is kind of get them merged, so it's just one instead of two, right?
Exactly. So what you do is you follow the same steps that you did in getting us added as a manager to the first one, but you just log in to the second one this time and do the same steps. And then we will see, okay, now he added us to the second one, and then we can just let Google know now we have access to both of them, and you can just merge them together.
Okay. I'll try that route. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll do you want to just do it via email, or would it be helpful if James talked to you? Because it's either way, whatever's so simpler for you.
Just send me the email for now, and if I don't understand it, because I'm kind of busy at the moment. So if I don't understand it this evening, then I'll call you guys tomorrow and see if you guys can walk me through it.
Okay, perfect.
Does that sound okay?
I'm putting
it sounds
that.
Sounds like email would kind of streamline it a little bit if I can get to it myself this evening.
Yeah, I'm going to put, I emailed him the instructions. He'll try to add us to the second Google business page within the next day or so.
Yeah, because I think my objective was just trying to add to the name of the first one, because, you know, when you Google it, there's a lot of companies in other states with the same similar name, you know, not exactly spelled the same way or something, but very similar. And so I was trying to just add of Indiana or something like that to it so that people knew which one they were looking at, you know.
I see. So do you want us to do that once it's verified, add, you know, Thermo Windows and Doors of Indiana? We could do that.
Yeah.
Or Thermo Guard, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'll put it in here as a priority note. So that way, once we get it verified, I can see it. So I'll put.
Yeah, because I've seen one that's very, very similar name, but he's got of Ohio. I'm like, okay, good.
Oh.
All right. So, and I didn't realize
that's
that the name was.
Though. Yeah,
yeah,
no, that's because,
you know.
I mean, so, you wouldn't want to get calls from Ohio anyway, and he doesn't want to get calls from Indiana. So, I mean, that just simplifies everything. You know what I mean? So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I see that there's another company that I know the owner pretty well, and he bought into a franchise. It was a nationwide franchise, so he put of Northwest Indiana on his business because it's a nationwide business, it's a franchise business, so that's why he put that thing, you know, as well. So different line of work, but same thing, same principle applies to the business. So yeah, that's what I would like to say. You know, even if it's of Northwest or just Northwest Indiana instead of, I don't even know if you have to put the of, but
put it on there to add ThermoGuard Windows and Doors of Indiana once it's verified. But do you prefer of Northwest Indiana, or do you want to just do of Indiana for now?
I think Northwest Indiana, because I, you know, like you say, I'm not going to be going down Southern Indiana, which is 150 miles away either. So the Northwest region is what I'm going to cover. So I think that's particularly, you know, I was trying not to make the name too long, but same time, I'm like, I directed people to where I'm at instead of
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, I get it. Okay, so I'll just change that in the priority note to add it as Northwest Indiana. And then let me just redo it. I want to redo it so I don't confuse myself here. Priority note. Yeah, so there's no need for us to update it now because it's not published yet, but once it gets published, we'll do that. We'll add of Northwest Indiana.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, so I added that note. So I think we're in, I have everything covered here for you. My only plan of action, if I don't hear from you sooner, is I'll follow up with you in a month or so regarding that Google Guaranteed program. In the meantime, I'll send you an email on it so you can kind of look at it and start understanding how it works. And then I'll be talking to you again, you know, when the time is right and we get you those 5-star reviews on that Google page, okay?
Okay, and like you say, I'll watch for that email. I'll fill all that out and do that process tonight.
Thank you.
If I have any trouble with it, I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, and I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting. But of course, if I see that you're trying to reach me, I'll just call you right back when I clear the line. Okay.
Okay. Again, thank you for your help and the information. You know, I appreciate it because I didn't understand what I purchased, and I'm like, wait a minute here. Yeah.
Yep, I definitely understand.
We're a small business, but, you know, we want to grow. We want to grow pretty fast, and, you know, I'm willing to spend the money on advertisement, but I got to know that my dollars are going in the right direction.
Yes, 100%. Because spend a dollar and you're getting money back on it, then it's worth it, right? But if you're not, then, you know, why waste that money? So I definitely understand. So, but okay, you're all good to go. I put some good notes in here. So if you have any questions, reach out to me. And if not, have a really great rest of your week too. Okay, Gary?
Okay. Thank you again, Tina.
All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.